Hanging on a wall outside our front door is a decorative piece of pine branch that, for the better part of July and August, offered refuge to a pair of charming little amphibians known as squirrel tree frogs. A common animal in our area, squirrel tree frogs are frequent visitors to windows and doors, where indoor light escapes to the outside, drawing insects, as the saying goes, like moths to a candle. Over a period of some weeks, I came to recognize both frogs by subtle differences in their skin, including tiny scars of past scratches. In their hideaway, the frogs paid me no mind, as though confident they were undetected in their shelter, even when I paused to greet them. With the approach of sundown, the frogs would leave their wooden haven to venture around our porch windows, and when I remembered to turn it on for them, around the porch light, where a veritable smorgasbord of tasty treats would quickly gather, including colorful moths, heavy-looking beetles, and an assortment of other insects that bore an unpalatable look the frogs respected and properly avoided. Tree frogs are best known for their ability to cling to glass and other surfaces, aided by suction cup-tipped fingers and toes. Yes, frogs have fingers and toes on their respective hands and feet, and these frogs use theirs to great effect whenever a moth fluttered under the porch light. In a flash, one of the frogs would leap from its resting position, on a vertical wall, mind you, and in spite of gravity, it would amazingly land back on the wall, inches from its quarry. More than once I saw a frog miss its mark and fall to the porch floor, landing with an indelicate splatting sound, but apparently unfazed, because it would quickly scamper back up the wall to its dining area. When I first met the frogs in mid-July, their limbs and body were summertime lean. After a few weeks of wholesome porch light banquets, however, the figures of both frogs filled to amphibian rotundity, a body condition important for a stage in their life involving arduous travel through wet weather to reach rain-filled ponds where frogs gather for courtship and mating. And this is just what our porch frogs recently did following a fierce late-afternoon thunderstorm. It was dusk when the storm passed, and stepping outside, I saw the frogs were nowhere to be found. I looked all around the porch, though I knew it was a search in vain, because the gathering night air was abuzz with discordant, though lyrical sounds, the heralding songs produced by many dozens of amorous male frogs, vocally competing with one another for the attentions of egg-laden females. It sounded to me as though I was listening to a single orchestra, but each performer was reading from a different sheet of music. The boisterous singing was maybe more cacophony than music, but a lovely summertime sound all the same, and all the more fun knowing some of the band members consider my home their own.